Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
So just to bring you up to speed, you can still call in and talk about crypto anarchists, which we have the Crypto Anarchist Manifesto in the first hour. Led to a call from Mitchell, who's still on the line, because I wanted him to stay on for the discussion about what he brought up, which is this UPS shooting, this insane situation where a UPS driver was shot and killed by the police.
Yeah.
As
along with the bystander.
And another innocent bystander as he was being held hostage by some, you know, I don't know, dopers or whatever who were robbing somebody somewhere. I didn't follow the story real close, but we talked about it on the air here on Free Talk Live. And Mitchell pointed out that he went on to one of the videos with, what was it, 2 million views, Mitchell, of the UPS shootout? Is that what you told us before? Is he still there, Mitchell, in Memphis? I pulled him back up. Maybe he didn't make it through the break. The line was still hot. Yeah. Maybe he's still there. Maybe he's in a bad cell.
He did an interesting analysis, though, of like the percentages.
Yeah, so he looked at the 1,000-plus comments on this video, and he actually read all of the comments. And for somebody to do that on a YouTube video, I got to give him credit. To be able to do that is a real challenge.
Here.
He is there. Well, hello. I'm glad I kept you on the line. All right.
I'm back. Are we in communication?
You're on the air, and I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead with what you were saying, Ian.
Yeah. So I was just kind of recapping your point, and that was that you had looked at all of the comments, and you cataloged, you know, as you're going through them, pro-police, anti-police, you know, what did it break down to? And you found that it was like 98.5% of them. Over 1,000.
Yeah, with a quick overview, is any of these videos you bring up, it's gonna come out like this, where an astounding majority, 97%+ of the comments, are people who are saying this is insane.
I don't know if
enough.
That's true. I mean, I've seen videos of police abuse where there's plenty of commenters who have, and I've never done what you've done, by the way. I've never taken the time to scroll through and figure out what the total amount is or what percentage, but where a fairly large percent, at least at a glance, seem to be like, well, he deserved it. You know, whatever. I know we're not talking about.
The thing about it is that we have an opportunity. I call this the age of exposure with all this technological capability to disseminate information and so on and so forth. It's doing the same thing as, what is it, the Rasmussen reports? Or the Pew Research Center, or Zogby International, you're doing the same thing. You're getting a sampling of
it's not scientific sampling.
Not at all. But you do sort of get a feel of the pulse of the, you know, the opinions of the people. And like I'm saying, in this particular exercise I did, 1,611 people disagreed with this out of a total of 1,635. And I was asking the question, how is this for the people? The people are screaming, this is insane. And by the way, if you watch that video, that is a definition of chaos.
Yeah.
Isn't that the fear of the anarchist society? It would be chaos.
It would be chaos, yeah. And now you have, you know, men with guns just randomly shooting at
people. The state is authoritarian government system, and I witness chaos on a regular basis with these types of things.
And there's no punishment. No punishment for the officers.
A takeaway point from this, Ian, when do you get, what is it called, the law of diminishing returns? When is it too much? I mean, the amount
of... Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. I wanted to keep you on to really, you know, kind of analyze this. If it's true, and I'm not going to necessarily buy that this is true. I think in this one video, what you're saying is true. I'm not saying that what you're saying is false. But, you know, this is just a case study. It's just looking at this one thing. And it's interesting. But let's presume that it holds. Let's presume that every police video that comes out, it's, 98, 99, 97% against what the police have done as far as their abuse is concerned, and only like 2 or 3% that are in favor of it, likely the police or the supporters like their family members who, you know, can always be counted on to support their family members. Where do we go from there, I guess, is my question. How do you take the upset the outrage that people have that they're expressing online, and how do you channel that into something productive? Because there's nothing that's really productive, you know, hammering out, I really like those cops on a YouTube comment. You know, there's nothing that's going to come out of that. Or is there? What do you think?
I don't know. I guess it's important to realize that. Let's go back to the Thomas Hobbes, who said you had to have a statist authoritarian government system to protect the people. And now that was in 1650. In 1650, he was probably writing that Leviathan, his book, by candlelight. Mm-hmm. The technology has changed. We've had a 250-year report card now. We can look back and we can say, has this particular iteration of this government system, has it worked? Does it work? And we can look over the past 250 years and we can see key dates. It wasn't working. We can see violation after violation of the so-called social contract idea. We can see false flag operations. We can see people being mistreated. We can see the infrastructure not being taken care of, the Katrinas, the Orville Dams, the Boone Dams in Tennessee. We can see the failures of government.
Oh, all over the place.
And the
but
thing
people
that
keep voting
the
for.
Is that when we're talking about a anarchist society or an anarchist society, or you have to have government, it's imperative when we're talking about David Humes or John Locke or Thomas Hobbes, you have to plug in the technology component.
And, well, and
the technology is getting better and better and better. What is it? The consilience of knowledge or the cumulative knowledge effect.
Yeah, and that's what we came around to.
And real quick, Ian, yep. It's getting better with the weapons capability. So these people in government, these people in the seats of power, they're bad people. The best descriptor of this particular government is a word called kakistocracy. We have a kakistocracy, a government by the least suitable or competent citizens of a state.
Can you spell that for me? Kakistocracy? At least K-A-K. The first part? K-A-K? K-A-K.
I
got you.
O-C-R-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying, in closing here, Ian, I'll say this.
Yeah, okay.
We can look and we can see the failures. And we can see these tyrants. Do you really want these people in control of this type of technology?
No. I don't want them in control of anything. I don't want them in control of jack squat. But unfortunately, you know, despite the upset that you see on YouTube, you still see crowds and crowds of people coming out to see these politicians speaking. And thank you, Mitchell, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And look, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything like that, but I'm an optimist, okay? I do believe that, you know, we are moving in the right direction. I think, thankfully, the great technology like cryptocurrency that we were discussing in the first hour, and the internet as the sort of digital printing press. I mean, these are important key factors into why things are how they are today. And that is to say that we do have a chance to expose the state in a way that we've never really been able to before. Sure, there's always been great books about liberty, but now we can do it in video form. We can be on the radio. We can do different things to kind of undermine the propaganda that's out there. We can show crystal clear the violence that's inherent in the system, the violence inherent in the idea of the state, and how horrific and deadly and awful it is. But if all we can get out of that is some angry YouTube comments, you know, it's hard to be optimistic. It really is. I mean, we have struggled for years just to try to convince libertarians, the people who already get it about freedom, to pick up their lives and migrate to a similar geographic area so as to concentrate their efforts in one place. And it has been like pulling teeth to try to get libertarians to just pick up their lives and actually physically take a real step towards more freedom in their lifetime. It's hard as hell.
Yep.
So things like that make it difficult to be optimistic.
I think, you know, we will, the first step is education, right?
And, yep.
You know, one of the reasons I'm here on this show tonight or any night,
it's a lot of steps,
is to help educate folks and entertain to some extent.
You have to.
You know, I mean,
what's the old saying? If you don't make them laugh, they'll kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am a comedian in other things that I do. So, you know, there's an entertainment component, but education is the first thing. And we unfortunately have to become broken records until it sinks in.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We will allow you to bring up what you want. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Bezos, he's weighing in on the side of the Pentagon because the status, they're still in some heavy control.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Free Talk Live. You dial in, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord. Call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to let you know about Edge Wallet. It is my preferred cryptocurrency wallet. And I do use multiple wallets.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that I use more often than any other. And that was true before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Big fan of what they're doing over at Edge Wallet, making it easy for people to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies. Not just the old Bitcoin, but they got newer stuff like Ethereum and Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ravencoin, and others. You can go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge Wallet and secure your freedom. It's user-controlled, meaning you hold the keys to your money. Edge, they don't even know you exist. You download the wallet, you create an account. Yeah, the account sort of lives on their servers, but it's encrypted with your information and your password, so they can't do a password reset for you. You've got to remember your credentials. You've got to take your security seriously with cryptocurrency. But they make it easy because it's username and password based, and that's what people are used to, unlike a lot of wallets which have a dozen or 24 words that you have to write down when you open the wallet for the first time, and it's an important backup thing. You should still back up your username and password with Edge because that's a smart thing to do. You don't want to lose your phone and then all your crypto is gone forever. So you got to do the backup, but it's way easier with Edge than any other wallet I've seen. Edge.app, get on over there, or just download the iOS or Android version from the Google or Apple app stores. Let's go to Jim. He's in Jamestown, New York, listening to a station that I wasn't aware that we're on. You say you're listening to WGGO?
Yeah, Salamanca. Jamestown's right there.
Oh, it's
you. There's a similarity to the way Epstein was able to hold those girls
quiet, the
way the guy held the girls in Ohio for 15 years, which is southwest of here. Danielle Sattel, S-I-T-T-E-L.
Yeah. You always promote your website, S-I-T-T-E-L.
They can make a killing.
That's all you ever do. What are you going to ramble about tonight? Go ahead.
Toxic drinking glass full of pesticides.
He's just rambling about crap.
He just keeps talking, and he doesn't ever respond to.
Yeah, we could probably just kind of turn him down and then just kind of pot him back up and see what he's saying, because he's not listening to us.
No, he's just.
And he answers the door.
Is he reading a script?
I don't know what he's doing. He has called in the past claiming that he's been in, like, a mental facility.
Throughout all the other lines. Understand what I'm talking about. I have the look.
No, no one understands what you're talking about. We've had you on the show multiple times in the past, and you were so bad at self-promoting. Like, if you're a good caller, you know, plug your website. No problem. No problem. But if all you do is call to plug your website, you're not a good caller.
Very grave danger. It's
grave danger, huh? Tell me more about the grave danger. What are we in danger from?
Well, you can see it says needs protection. They can be killing off of a hit and the saving the sound of
music. Oh, was that just a
could have been just a pause. Yeah.
that he's reading.
Surrounded. It's a trafficking ring. They have a
at least his phone is understandable somewhat tonight. Like, he still sounds really tinny.
He would sound better over Discord.
Yeah, he would sound better. Here, let's see if we can. Hey, are you in the crazy ward right now, Jim?
Daniel Sattel, S-I-T-T-L.
Daniel, Jim, whatever your name is, I don't know what you're calling yourself tonight. Are you calling us from the loony bin?
Advertising, separate needs from wants.
Yeah, we're definitely not. This is not a conversation. There's in no way this it could be considered a conversation. Just a little tip for those of you who want to contact talk radio shows, at least this show, we enjoy having a conversation with people, and a conversation is where someone says a thing, and then another person says a thing. Hopefully the other person was listening to the first person.
Conversation 101.
Because otherwise the two people are talking past one another, as it's called. They are not having a conversation because they're just both saying the things that they were thinking about saying while the other person was saying the things they were saying. So that it has that would have like the semblance of sounding like possibly two people talking, because it is would be two people talking, but they're not having a conversation, because in order to converse, one has to actually listen.
Nope,
he's still going. Wow.
Still going.
I mean, that is unique, right? I mean, I enjoy unique people. I'm a man who wants to allow other people to do whatever the heck they want, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or anybody else's property.
Mm-hmm. And how's that tie into this guy's call?
He's unique. You know, he's an individual. I'll give him that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he's
toxic.
Is he? Is it?
There are instances when I struggle. It depends how strong you are to resist. High school girls target for marketing by the two older females or the two battles.
He's definitely reading something.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Sittell, S-I-T-T-E-L.
That's again, I'm talking about himself. This is his name that he used to give out a YouTube channel.
Can you say his name like Jim, though?
He told the call screener his name was Jim, and he used to call himself Doug Sittell. So I don't know if his name is Daniel or Doug.
Off of a hit. Figure out the codes. Pimp's children were then healthy. Completely
or what?
You know, there was something about. I'm trying to remember what it was. Like people would use Craigslist, right? And they would put basically what appeared to everybody else to be gibberish, you know, on an ad, like a personals ad or something. But it would be code for like, you know, I don't know, somebody doing something nefarious or, you know, that kind of. I wonder if like he's got like some, you know, hidden code in like his scripting and like whenever.
This is the kind of guy that would do that kind of thing. Like he's got codes and he can code codes and he's paying attention to all the esoteric stuff. The toxins.
High school girls are targeted for marketing.
He's still talking about high school girls.
He's reading the same thing over and over.
Women are exploited. It's not a choice. Children are forced into marriage.
Yeah, he said all of this before, and
yeah,
he will say
like
all of this
said that
again.
They can make a killing.
Starting
like understand what I'm singing about.
All right, well, I mean, I think this is pretty much burned out at this point. I imagine we could keep him on for the whole show and just pot him back up from time to time, see if he's still there. I mean, you got to sleep sometime, right, Jim?
Me from the search.
Doug? Dan? Whatever your name is?
Search and click online. I start to blog casual and get to the
Are you a topic. Real person? You know, I got a call from one of those auto calls today.
On the robocalls?
Yeah, the robocalls. And the line was like, you're tougher to get hold of than the last pickle in the pickle jar. When like that was the opening line. You know, when you pick up the phone, you're like, hello? Hello? Because it takes a minute.
It's that pause.
It takes a moment before
the audio
picks up or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You're tougher to get a hold of than the last pickle in the pickle jar. And I'm like, And then I notice that, oh, okay, this is.
It's not even a real person.
Yeah, it's not a real. And then you start talking back, and there's no pause. There's no response.
Yeah.
But every now and then, there's one of these pre-recorded, almost like soundboards. Have you ever had one of the soundboard callers call you?
No.
Where what's happening is they have an operator, but for whatever reason, why the operator isn't allowed to talk to you. They have a preset amount of responses that they can like press a button and have the soundboard say a thing to you in response to what you said.
I wonder if that's because they're not in an English speaking area.
Could be. To where they could understand the English, but they can't speak it very well, and so they want to have the person on the phone, you know, the person, the voice that you're hearing, sound English.
I could see that happening in like a telemarketing environment too, where like these are the only approved phrases that you can use on the call.
He's still plugging himself, too. S-I-T-T-E-L.
And, like,
and by the way, if you look this guy up, it will be hours and hours and hours of him just rambling. Because he did promote his YouTube channel in the past.
Yeah.
He claimed he had, like, secret recordings.
Does he have a recording that he's just placed up to the phone?
And is playing it back?
Yeah.
That may explain why it sounds so bad.
Yeah, it's horrible quality most of the time. I remember him calling in previously.
And recorded him asking 10 G's. And the Chicago backdrop, Dustin says there's enough on the tapes he's going to.
Well, thanks for the call, Jim.
And order
we're coming up. Dave. See you tomorrow. Or not tomorrow. We got more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. He's making me crazy.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the Justice Department's Inspector General report released on Monday into the Obama administration's Russia collusion investigation presents evidence that the FBI misled FISA courts in an effort to obtain warrants to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas reminds us,
the FBI's senior leadership kept an investigation going where they knew they had no evidence, that was based on a dossier that was entirely unreliable, and they knew it, and they did that to continue an investigation into a candidate that then became president of the United States, and they didn't have a basis to do that.
Ratcliffe speaking there on Fox News, and the murderer accused of killing three people at a southern Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic is facing federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced the 68-count indictment on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Freedom!
That's 855-450-3733. Some people do not support freedom. And that is kind of, you know, one of the themes tonight is the side of those of us who love liberty and peace, and cryptocurrency is a great tool to achieve more freedom in our lifetime. Somebody, you know, joined the chat room earlier on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm with the title pre-FTL, or rather pre-Bitcoin FTL, like as in the show before Bitcoin, because we were around in, you know, as early as 2002, so
it's true.
You know, most of a decade before Bitcoin came around. And I think the suggestion of that name was that it was a better show before the days of Bitcoin. We didn't talk about
Fortunately Bitcoin. For them, you have the archives.
Well, that's true. There are years and years and years of archives over at freetalklive.com. But honestly, I think cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and the rest of them, is one of the most important tools in our lifetime achieving more freedom.
Back to the, I was mentioning about, you know, more inventions than just cryptocurrency coming from the blockchain. I'm wearing one of them today.
You're wearing an Ethereum shirt.
Ethereum technically it's a cryptocurrency, but the idea is that it's an operating
platform.
It's an operating system in the cloud.
You can write a program and
it'll run.
Distributed computers all around the planet help run that program, basically.
Yep.
And if you write bad code, then it can be exploited, so be careful. But it's a neat thing. Ethereum is the number two right now on the crypto charts?
Has been for
a long time. So, by the way, another thing that you can do to care, you know, about freedom and do things for freedom is to get together with other people that are like you. And LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th. It is in the belly of the beast, but it also gives you the chance in Washington, D.C.
The District of Criminals?
Yeah. And it does give you the chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. They're going to have a great list of speakers. John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, will be there. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, he won a Nobel Prize in economics. He'll talk about alternative markets. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. Nassim Nicholas Taleb spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's a lot more to learn. Go to libertycon.com. And you can learn more about the event there. It's April 3rd through the 5th. You can save $10 by using discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live. $10 on this registration is actually a lot because it's only like an $80 ticket to start with. If you get the pre-registration deal, yeah, like the early bird discount, over at libertycon.com, early registration still a thing, so get on over there. Plus, student travel scholarships are available. So if you're a student, you're down on your luck, you don't have a bunch of money in the bank, and you want to come to this thing, they're going to help you get there. Plus discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. It's always best to stay in the hotel where the convention's happening because, you know, it's people after hours, yeah, throwing parties and things like that. At least I presume. I've never been to this particular event. I'm looking forward to it. It will be there broadcasting Free Talk Live from LibertyCon, April 3rd through the 5th, libertycon.com.
That's a kick-ass deal, pun intended.
I think so. I'm looking forward to checking it out. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to get into Jeff Bezos coming up here in moments because we talked about the good side of technology. We talked earlier in the show about cryptocurrency and, you know, technology coming along and giving us all these alternatives and these ways to reach out to people and spread the ideas of freedom and spread economic freedom now with things like cryptocurrency. And then you got Jeff Bezos, who, on one hand, has done some amazing stuff. I mean, you got to hand it to him. Amazon is an incredible service.
It is.
I mean, there's probably a ton of people who listen to this show. I am one of them who uses Amazon.
Oh, I did when I moved. Oh, my gosh, because I sold my car, and then I moved, and I didn't have a car for a little while. Like, Amazon was there for me.
Right. Delivering like, the things you needed.
Right to my doorstep, you know.
Two-day delivery or whatever?
Almost anything. I mean, I got certain grocery items, you know what I mean? All my toiletries, you know. Next day, right? I was on the Prime or whatever, right? So 2 days max.
Boom.
You know? And I, I ordered a bed off Amazon, a frame and a mattress, right? You know? Nice one, too. You know, memory foam style.
Right.
Nice all-metal, you know, that kind of thing.
Came sealed up and vacuum sealed, and you just you open it up.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a commercial for Amazon, so I'll stop there.
Well, we're not going to be promoting them here in a moment, but, right. I mean, look, I want to give credit where credit's due. I mean, this guy's done some amazing stuff, and he's gotten rich, and rightfully so, because of it, unfortunately.
And the longer time goes on, the more he looks like Lex Luthor.
That's what somebody said in the Discord chat room, and that's where this article was posted, suggesting that he really does kind of look like, you know, the old Superman villain Lex Luthor. He's got a ton of money. He's got connections big time to the U.S. government, and that's one of the reasons why Amazon has sort of become this evil thing.
Is this about the ring thing?
This is about him just sort of yammering about tech companies not supporting the Pentagon.
Because
he's got huge contracts with, you know, like the CIA, for instance, to host websites for the U.S. government.
There's a word for this in the small business industry, right? When you're a small business and, you know, you contract for your work and, you know, you're scraping to get by and you're doing all you can to sell to the next guy, get the next contract, get your next lead, all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, you get a government contract. Mm-hmm. There's a phrase for this. It's called a cash cow.
Sure is. And in his case, he's got major money coming in from the federal government to run websites for them. Because remember, Amazon doesn't just sell products. They host websites. They have services. I think one of them is called EC2, which is, and again, if I'm wrong exactly on my description here, forgive me. Feel free to call in and correct me. But it's a massive cloud hosting website host. They host tons of private websites and government websites as well. They've got a major contract with different federal government agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and the CIA, from what I understand. So it shouldn't be a surprise that Amazon's Jeff Bezos, the CEO and founder, has, according to CNBC.com, given a dismal outlook for the nation if U.S. tech companies decide not to support the Pentagon's war business. Bezos said at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum at Simi Valley, California, quote, "If big tech is going to turn their backs on the Department of Defense, this country's in trouble. That just can't happen," he said. "Look, I understand these are emotional issues. That's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. But this is how we're going to do it. We are going to support the Department of Defense. This country is important." So he's just basically just sidelined all the horrors, right? That's what he did when he said the first part here that, well, I understand they're emotional issues. He's talking about killing people, right?
Yeah.
Like, what else could he be talking about there? He's talking about dropping bombs on innocent, peaceful people, which is, of course, what the so-called Department of Defense is responsible for doing in the Middle East for the last God knows how many decades.
Three presidents.
Yeah. So that's what he said. Oh, well, yeah, it's okay. You can have your opinion. You can have your emotions about it, but you've got to support it. Going on, as Silicon Valley courts a closer relationship with the Pentagon, tech firms have faced backlash for pursuing lucrative Defense Department contracts. Last year, Google announced it was working with the U.S. military to analyze drone videos by using artificial intelligence. Remember, Google did get rid of their slogan that was, "Don't be evil."
They got rid of it?
Yeah, they got
rid
of it.
Well, of course they did, because, well, they can't live up to it.
Right. The controversial contract, dubbed Project Maven, caused thousands of employees to protest the initiative. In the wake of the firestorm, Google decided not to renew the contract upon its expiration in March of 2019. Loosely referencing the sequence of events in the wake of Google's Project Maven, Bezos said that the tech firms should support the U.S. military's efforts. He says, quote, "I know it's complicated, but you know, do you want a strong national defense or don't you? I think you do. So we have to support that. We are the good guys. I really do believe that."
Wow.
I mean, how many innocent, peaceful people need to be slaughtered?
I feel ill just having heard you read that.
Yeah. It's disgusting. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I would like to know, Mr. Bezos, how many peaceful, innocent people have to be drone-bombed before you'll finally change your mind about that? Because it's got to be the hundreds of thousands now that, you know, what was the Iraq body count up to the last time I looked? Like 400,000 or something
insane.
Like that?
It's insane.
I mean, we're talking
insane.
About countless numbers of people slaughtered completely unnecessarily. And he's just like, oh, it's complicated, but we got to support them. There are troops. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, it's tough, you know, as to be Jeff Bezos, right? His one of his biggest customers is the U.S. federal government. And so you really probably shouldn't expect him to do any kind of criticizing of them. But not only is he not criticizing them, he's flag waving in a major way, speaking at some kind of conference in Simi Valley at the Reagan National Defense Forum. They had him as probably, I'm guessing, a keynote speaker. And during his speech, he said some pretty sick stuff. We'll share more of the story with you here. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
Well, it's Ronald Reagan. No, I'm just kidding.
Please, no.
It's Captain Kick-Ass.
We don't need zombie Reagan coming back. But you can bring up whatever you want, by the way. We will go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org as we continue here. Let's go to Carbon. He is on the line calling us from Alabama. Go ahead, Carbon.
Hello, hello.
Hey, you're on here.
All righty. So I was going to ask a couple of questions about the guy who owns Amazon situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can all agree that people who own big corporations and own big businesses, obviously they're all in it for themselves. They don't care about anybody else. I mean, for example, Elon Musk, he owned Tesla, and all he did was sit in his house and do acid all day. That's all he did. So, I guess my question is,
when did he stop doing the acid?
Oh no, he hasn't stopped.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, the dude has come up with some pretty good ideas, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a great guy.
I mean, Steve Jobs did some acid, too, and I think he described it as one of the most important experiences, like the top three important formative experiences in his life.
To be fair to the caller, the new Tesla truck that does look like it was designed by a guy on acid.
Now, Carbon, look, I don't disagree necessarily with some of the kind of the intention of what you're saying, but on the other hand, you know, the only way these guys can actually make money is by giving people what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon didn't rise up on the back of the government. Amazon became, you know, the king by giving the people what they want. And then when they became large enough, they started serving government contracts. And now they're completely enamored by the state. And it's tragic. But, you know, if they didn't give people good deals on books and CDs back in the late 90s and the early aughts, they'd have never gone anywhere.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And this is a little bit off topic. I just wanted your personal opinion. So obviously, since I'm down in the South, most people around here voted for Trump just because it's around the South. So I was going to ask your personal opinion. Do you do any person in the in your little studio there? Do you guys think that he'll be reelected or he'll be?
Ooh, I don't know. You just cut off for just a second there. You said he'll be reelected or he'll be, and then that last word.
Oh, if he'll be impeached, like they're trying to do.
Captain, do you want to weigh in on this one?
Yeah, I'll start with the second question. I do not think he will be impeached. They will have some sort of continued circus surrounding impeachment, and nothing will happen. We've seen this happen before in the past. If you study your history and just even the past three presidents or so, there's been other impeachment hearings and nothing happened and nothing's going to happen. Do I think he'll be reelected? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't like making predictions, but if you do look at the recent history of presidents in the United States, the only one in my lifetime that wasn't a two-term president was the original George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, in 1988. He only lasted for one term. Reagan did two terms. Clinton did two terms. Bush did two terms. Yep. Obama did two terms. I mean, it's possible that Trump will break that cycle again, but it seems more likely that the cycle will continue. That's just, again, I don't like making predictions, but if Americans are predictable, then that would be the safe prediction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. And then about the impeachment thing, I mean, honestly, there's really no point because, I mean, his term's already about to be over. So there's really no point in wasting your time trying to get him impeached.
Well, the point for the Democrats is it's a show for their base. They want to rile up the base to say, hey, we're doing something. We've been fighting Trump the whole time. And look at us. You should support us. Give us money.
Dog and pony show.
You know, support our candidates. It's really just a political maneuver. And it's the same thing was true with the Clinton impeachment as well. It was the same thing, was just true in reverse, where the Republicans were doing the same thing. Look at us. We're going after this bad Democrat president. Support our troops and support our people. And it's the same playbook.
Hey, Carbon, do you watch, I know you said you're, where, Alabama, you're in the South anyway. Do you watch the wrestling, the WWE, any of that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Okay, so...
Wait, are you suggesting that that's more popular in the South?
I am.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact. So my question to you is, you know how, like, there's always, like, two different factions? There's, like, the good guys and the bad guys.
And the heels, right?
Right. And then sometimes the wrestlers will jump from one side to the other. They'll be a good guy for a while, and then they'll be a bad guy for a while. But, like, when you watch the behind-the-scenes videos and all that stuff, they're all just really good friends together, and it's just a big act. Well, do you think that that in any way also represents government?
You know, to be honest with you, for the longest time, I had this theory that that Trump and Hillary were actually just best friends, and they were just putting on this entire show. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, there is a picture of them together at a party, right?
There's several of them, actually,
the early aughts or something. So, I mean, if they're not friends now, they were at least friendly in the past. But then again, all politics is, a bunch of scumbag, sociopath, psychopath, nut jobs scratching each other's back and then stabbing each other in the back when they get the chance. So if they look like they're friends, it may not necessarily be the case. So
and there's also a negative side to politics, too.
It's all negative, isn't it? Hey, Carbon, great call, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's refreshing to get a call from Twitch that doesn't start with the F word. Like, he was actually smart.
And thanks, Carbon.
Worth listening to. So, yeah, thanks, dude. I definitely appreciate it. But, you know, to talk a little bit further on, you know, what he brought up there, there's just so much fascination by people over politics and, you know, looking at, oh, well, what's going to happen in 2020? Well, does it really even matter? I mean, whether it's Trump or Biden or Hillary or whoever it is, it's just going to be bad.
I've despised reality TV shows for the longest time since I can remember, right? And it
used Survivor.
There used to be no such thing as a reality TV show, and then one day there were. I don't know.
What about Cops?
I mean,
it's not reality TV in the sort of the classic way. It's more documentary TV, yeah, I guess you could say.
I mean, that's propaganda.
Reality TV is like a setup, right? Like, reality TV is like, we put these people on an island,
yeah, like,
and they're going to survive.
MTV had one where, like...
Real World.
Yeah, that was like reality.
Never saw it.
And so, like, and I despised it, but I also was
Have you
ever
seen Sex House?
No.
Oh, man. If you hate reality TV, you've got to see Sex House.
So
The Onion did a reality TV spoof.
Oh, dude, I love The Onion.
If you love The Onion,
yeah,
and you hate reality TV, this takes reality TV, and it's amazing.
Nice.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Sorry, I interrupted your train of thought.
No, that's all right. Sometimes I wander all over the avenue of consideration.
Do you remember where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
So reality TV, at the time I despised it and I also was like, this is going to get bigger. I can just tell, right? Because people are so, you know, unhappy with their own lives that they like to see the train wrecks of other people's lives, right?
Sure.
And that's essentially what reality TV is, right? Is the rebroadcast of other people's plight to make you feel
there's
better.
A lot of failure, right? Somebody's always being voted off the island.
And so in my opinion, what has happened concerning politics is they've turned politics into just a much larger reality TV show.
Ugly people.
We do have the homeliness problem in politics. Mm-hmm. I've talked about that previously on other shows. We can talk about that again. But my opinion is that they've turned politics into another reality TV show.
But it's
show.
Not fun. I mean, it's serious. You know, these people want
to
hurt you.
Right?
They want to hurt you. They want to send you to prison. They want to take money from you.
Okay, but the spectacle of it.
Well, Trump is a spectacle. I will give you that. And that's why he's actually fun. That's why, you know, the actually best case scenario between somebody winning or losing in 2020, it would still be better if Trump won, simply because he's more fun to report on.
Camacho, 2020.
855-450, free like freedom, hour 3's next. Free talk.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.